Hey, everybody, welcome to the podcast. However you guys are watching this, whether audio or video, I just wanted to say welcome. Thank you guys for joining us today. We had some technical issues that prevented the first part of our sermon message from being recorded on Sunday. And so I just wanted to give you guys a quick overview of what we talked about so that you guys can be caught up, and you're still going to get the heart of the message. You're still going to hear what God was speaking to us. I just want to kind of catch you guys up so that you're not lost as you listen to this. So this is week three of our series called The Gift, where we're focusing on the gifts of the Magi. And we've gone through frankincense, which prophesied that Jesus would be our high priest, and also myrrh, which talked about Jesus being the Prince of Peace and really foretold the sacrifice that he was going to have to make for us. This week, we focus on the idea of joy, and our big picture sermon in a sentence is that joy comes when we release our treasure in exchange for something greater. We talked about the Magi and how they came to Bethlehem. They came in order to meet their Messiah, to meet their King. We talked about how they brought gifts with them that cost them something. It wasn't just a routine thing that they did, but this was something they had to plan for, had to prepare for, and then they were able to give because of the joy that they felt inside of them. Matthew 2, verse 10 says that when they saw the child, they were overjoyed and they gave. And so that was kind of the first part of the message. And it reminded us that anything that we try to hold on to is bound to steal our joy. Anything that we try to cling to, if you think about it, any relationships that you're in, if you try to hold on to them too tightly, they will eventually steal your joy. Any ideas about like a perfect life or a perfect even holiday, Christmas, you know, you want everything to be perfect. If you cling to that too tightly, you end up being the grump that's running around disgruntled when everybody else is having a great time. And so we don't want to cling to things. Instead, we want to lay those things down at Jesus' feet. And that's what the wise men teach us. It's important to note that they didn't give gold in order to get joy, but instead they gave because joy had already filled their hearts. And that this gold wasn't just any gift. This was an acknowledgement that said that this child that's in front of me is valuable, that he is my King, but not a king like any other king, because he didn't come in a palace. He didn't come looking for gifts. Instead, he gave gifts to us. And then what we saw right before the message is going to pick up here is we're going to explore this idea that Jesus is a king unlike any other, that he didn't demand gifts, that he brought joy, that he wasn't after our treasure, instead that he was after our hearts. And that really becomes the key point of the message as we continue to develop it. And so we're going to jump in now as we look at this King Jesus, who he is, and how surrendering to him leads us to real joy. Hope you guys enjoy the message. If you have any questions, feel free to leave a comment and we would love to correspond with you. God bless you guys. Ron is going to talk about this as he is teaching up on the hillside. He's teaching hundreds or thousands of people. And in Matthew 6:21, he makes this statement. He says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." We see the Magi offering their treasures. They said, "This is what we have. This is what we can give. We're going to give it over to you because you are worthy, because you're the one that we love." The truth is, whatever has your treasure has your heart. Again, what am I clinging to, right? What am I holding on to? What is that thing inside of me? Because wherever my treasure is, that's where my heart is. The Bible says, whatever has your treasure has your heart. Whatever has your heart shapes your joy. So whatever that thing is inside of you that is your treasure, that's where your joy is going to be found. You see, then our problem isn't a lack of joy. It's trying to find joy in the wrong thing. Joy comes when we release our treasures for something greater. Joy comes when we release our treasure in exchange for something greater. And Jesus tells a story later on to back up this point.
in Matthew chapter 13, he tells a really short parable. He says, the kingdom of heaven, the thing that you should be searching for, the gold that you're looking for, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that's hidden in a field. Man is walking along. He stumbles across this treasure. There's probably a big X painted on the ground, right? And so he grabs a shovel and he starts digging and he finds the gold at the bottom of the hole, and he finds it, and immediately, what does he do? Well, first he hides it again, and then the Bible says, Jesus says, with joy, he goes and he sells everything that he has in order to buy the field. With joy, he goes and he sells every... Now imagine for a minute, guys, imagine for a minute going home to your wife, being like, honey, baby, I love you. Come sit on the couch with me. Let's snuggle for a minute, right? Put your arm around her, look deep into her eyes, you know, have a moment, then you back up, you're holding both of her hands. I know this is crazy, but we got to sell the kids. I mean, not the kids. We got to sell the cars. We got to sell all of the furniture. Got to sell their toys. Got to sell every last scrap of food in the house. I know it's crazy. Honey, we even have to sell the house. Got to sell everything that we have. Just trust me on this. It's going to be worth it. I'm going to give up everything right now because I've found something that is worth so much more than you could ever imagine. Now, if you knew, right, if you were walking along, you found a treasure, and you sat down, you started calculating it, you're like, wait, this thing is worth $100 million, this treasure. You're like, okay, I'm going to bury it. I'm gonna go tell my wife. Now, if I walked up to my wife and I said, hey, babe, we've got, I don't know, however much in assets that we could liquidate right now. And if we do it, and if we're careful about this, we could earn $100 million tomorrow, right? We just got to get everything done. I would imagine that they would probably want a little bit of proof. But as soon as they understood, as soon as they went along with it, they'd be like, okay, let's do it. I'm in. Because you're giving up something so small, then even though it's everything that you have, you're giving up something so small for something that's worth so much more, right? And this is what Jesus is trying to tell us here. And this is why the man, when he found that, was overjoyed. It's because he realized that what he was going to get was so much greater than what he was going to give up. He sold everything, and he did it with joy. And this is the picture that Jesus has for us of surrender. It's not pain. It's not loss. It's not sadness. It's joy. Here's the Apostle Paul in the Amplified Bible. So I'm gonna read this to you guys. I'll also have it up on the screen here for those of you guys that didn't bring your Amplified Bible this morning. He says this. He says, but more than that, I count everything as loss compared to the priceless privilege and supreme advantage. Priceless privilege, supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus. Just pause right there for a second. I count everything that I own, everything that I've been through. In the verses previous, he is recounting the story of different times that he has attained great things. He talks about how he used to be the world's greatest Pharisee, that he was going around and he was persecuting Christians. He was zealous. He was more zealous than anybody else for the law. He knew the Bible backwards and forwards. He said, I had attained everything in my professional life that I possibly could, and yet when I came face to face with Jesus, none of it mattered. When I came face to face with Jesus, all of it, I gave up. And not only did I give it up, I gave it up happily because I got the chance to know Jesus, my Lord. He says, priceless privilege and supreme advantage of knowing Jesus, my Lord, and of growing more deeply and thoroughly acquainted with him, a joy that is unequaled. For his sake, I have lost everything, and I consider it all garbage so that I may gain Christ. For his sake, everything that I have, everything that I owned. You know, he went from having, you know, whatever life as a Pharisee. He was respected. Everybody liked him. He was able to convince the people in his town to let him go to another town to try and persecute Christians. He was at the top of his game. He said, I gave all of it away. Not only did I give all of it away, but I can't even look at it anymore. I can't even stand the smell of it anymore. I can't even stand to be around it anymore. Another translation uses the word dung instead of garbage. I hold my nose at this life that I used to have. It's so inferior to the life that I have now. It's so inferior. It says, the Greek word skubalon, everybody say skubalon. Skubalon. It's a fun one. It means refuse or dung. It describes things that are worthless and detestable. So it's not just worthless, but actually I turn away from it. I turn my nose up to it. Paul is saying, I'll gladly give up my lesser treasures for the greater treasure of knowing who Jesus is. Why? Because in his presence, there's fullness of joy. So sometimes I like to, as I'm kind of wrapping up, I like to think, okay, well, let me just say it like this. Sometimes God preaches to me as much as then he allows me to preach to you guys. And when I see certain topics come up, there are some that hit me just a little bit harder than others. If you guys have been around me, you know that I'm a generally positive, pretty optimistic, pretty faith-filled person. But there's a side of me that I don't let get seen. And now I'm going to do it in front of, 80 people. Or whatever. The truth is that I want you guys to like me. I want you guys to laugh at my jokes and to say amen when I'm preaching. And the truth is, this is a struggle for me. It's something that in the past, I've neglected things like altar calls. Because if I say, I'm praying and believing for healing, why don't you guys come forward, and nobody comes forward? Then I'm like, well, what is everybody looking at me now? Because I didn't preach well. I mean, just being honest. Being truthful, right? And so there's a part of me that thinks, well, what if nobody responds or what if nothing happens? But God has taken me on a journey these last couple years where I'm learning to lay down my ego. I'm learning to lay down myself. I'm learning to lay down my pride. I'm learning to give these things up because I believe there's something greater. And honestly, I believe that the only way that we're going to get to where I believe God is taking us as a church is if we together, this is not just the Jeff show, this is not the Jeff and Tiffany show, right? This is a body of believers that God has placed in Moses Lake. The only way that we're going to get to where God is calling us to go is if all of us start to check our egos. If all of us lay down our pride. And what I had to realize is that my joy doesn't come from my preaching. My joy is in his presence. And that's my prayer for you guys too. Some of you guys will get the opportunity to preach someday. Some of you guys will do lots of other things for the kingdom of God. But even good things can become gold that we're holding on to if we're not careful. Even the good things can become a problem. So again, to kind of wrap this up, and if I could have the worship team come forward, what are you holding on to today? What is the gold that you are trying to cling to? Is it control? Is there a part of you that just wants to know what's going on, just wants to make sure that everything is done in an orderly fashion? Is it comfort? Is it just, I just want to, be able to, have the finer things in life. I just want my comfort. As long as I'm comfortable, then I'm happy. Is it money? Right? Money is a huge one. There's a reason that Jesus said you can't serve both God and money. It's because too often we try to find our joy in the things we have instead of in the one that provides them. Is it money? Is it bitterness? Some of you guys, We talked about this a little bit last week, but some of you guys, you're holding on to hurts. And instead of giving them over to Jesus and finding the joy that he has, you've decided, no, this one's mine. I'm just going to keep this one. I can let some things go, but I can't let go of this. If I let go of this, they're never going to learn. They're never going to experience, they're never going to ask for forgiveness. I have to hang on to this one. But you're never going to find the joy that God has for you as long as you cling to something else. Some of you in here, it's a habit. It's something that you're doing, something that you're struggling with, that you know is pulling you away from God. But you can't help it. You cling to it. Some of you, it's a relationship. This is a big one for a lot of people. Because you know that person distracts you from God's best, and yet you think to yourself, well, I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be lonely. So I have to continue to hold on to this. Why? Because my happiness is found in knowing that I have somebody to be with. God wants to be that person for you today. Maybe it's approval, maybe it's your own plans, whatever it is today, the joy you're looking for isn't in what you're holding, it's in who's holding you. Amen. This is where we need to get to, guys. This is what we need to find. In just a minute, we're going to open up the altars. I'm going to give you guys an opportunity to respond today and invite you to take the time to surrender to your King. Not because God wants to take something from you, but because everything that you're currently holding on to is a shadow of a thing. It promises happiness, it promises joy, and yet it can never completely fulfill you. It will never give you what you're looking for. So you cling to it, but it doesn't give you the joy that can only be found in Jesus. So it's not because he wants to take something from you, it's because he wants to give something to you. Jesus is offering us today joy, peace, freedom, new life. We saw that baptism video. And God wants to offer you new life today. And joy comes when we release our treasures in exchange for something greater. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this message today. God, we thank you that it's challenging for me. I'm sure it's challenging for all of us in one way or another to think about what are the things that we're clinging to. When God, you have gold that you're trying to give us. God, I pray that you would give us the strength to leave that thing behind right now. As we're praying, if there's something that pops into your head, I want you to take a second to write it down. We're gonna take a second right now and just spend a moment in prayer, because I want you to ask God, what is there something in me that I need to give up in order to find the treasure that you have for me? Write it down, whatever it is. What do you need to surrender today? What are you clinging to? What is ruling your heart? Write it down. God, I just ask that you would give them the courage and the boldness to respond to you today. Thank you, Jesus. God, you are worthy. God, you are worthy. Thank you, Jesus. What is the thing that's stealing your joy? What we want to do now is to turn from looking at this thing, whatever it is, you wrote it down, you thought about it in your head, whatever that thing is, and now We're going to take a moment to shift our focus towards Jesus, to listen to him, to trust him, to commit to him again. I'm not saying that it's going to be easy. I'm not saying that, especially if it's a relationship that needs to end, or if it's a boundary that you need to put in place, or if it's somebody that you need to forgive. I know that those things are difficult. The only thing I can tell you is that I promise it will be worth it. I promise that Jesus is there. The Bible says that he's our high priest, right? He's interceding with God right now. He's praying for you right now. He's asking God to bless you, to touch you. He wants you to give this thing up so that you can find the joy that he has. He's our high priest. He's also our Prince of Peace. He wants to give you the peace that's only found in Jesus. Not only is there our high priest, not only is he the Prince of Peace, but he's also our King. And as King, he's worthy of our surrender. He's worthy of our worship. And in his presence is fullness of joy. I'm going to have the worship team lead us. We're going to stand to our feet. And if there's something that you wrote down today that you're like, I just need to give this thing up. I need to surrender it to God. I want to encourage you to come forward today. And I want to encourage you to let this be a step of faith, a step of surrender that says, God, I can't make the phone call right now, but God, I'm making a commitment that I'm going to. God, I can't do it in this moment, but God, I'm going to make a commitment to you today. Say, God, I am stepping out in faith. I'm trusting you. I'm forgiving. I am letting go of control, whatever it is. God, I trust you today. So Father God, I just ask for boldness. Lord, I ask that you would help us to identify and to give up the things that you want us to. And God, I pray that as we turn these things over to you, that God, you would fill us with joy unspeakable and full of glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Why don't you guys go ahead and